Was that a point gained or two dropped, David, do you think?
Probably looking at it then, probably you should probably go both ways. I think at half time when you're winning the game 1-0, without ever being on top of the game and dominating, you know, you come in, we had a few chances. I think it was a game of very few clear chances, even in the second half when they went down to ten, when we went down to 10 men. But so probably overall, the overall bigger picture, when you are down to 10 men, I think it's probably a point gained.
Even at the end there, you know, with 10 men, we were really pushing. You know, we had a couple of chances late on. You know, there's plenty of forwards on the bench. You know,
the intent
is there to win games.
No, we tried to go, and that's why ideally it wasn't the position where we wanted to bring Paul Smith on at the start when we went down to 10 men. But I think the later the game went on, 15-20 minutes, we sort of went to a three and a two, and midfield and the two strikers up top to try and win the game, because the draws are probably, you know, not going to win as a league. You know, you draw the rest of, you know, your games, you're not going to win the league. But say, so you can take a lot of positives out of performance in the last 30 minutes by the boys digging in.
As you say, we played a large part of the game with 10 men. So,
yeah,
you know, there was plenty of spirit there with the 10 men to try and hang on for the win or the draw, wasn't there?
There was, and I'd say that's the disappointing thing, that we couldn't hang on. But you know, the boys show character, and you, sometimes you're down to 10 men, it gives you that wee bit of a spur, a wee bit of a lift. And so I'm disappointed with the second penalty that the guy thought was very harsh, but that's where we're at.
You had obviously every confidence in Mark Hockey going into goals once we were down to the 10 men, and he looked like he'd played there before, didn't he?
It's something that actually, and it's at the start of games, if you look at the team sheets, we used to have Gareth on the bench, but then as you know, the squad gets fitter, and you know, you're choosing from. I went with a decision probably 2 months ago that I wanted to have five outfield players on the bench, but it's something I'd talked to Hawks about. If it ever did happen and you were on the pitch, that you were going goals, and I wasn't expecting him to go in and save a penalty, but thankfully he did. So I think he's pretty used to. You know, he sort of grew up with a bit of a Gaelic background. So, you know, he was one, he's a big lad, and he did all right. He actually did all right, fair play to him.
Yeah, he caught a few, he punched a few, he looked like he knew what he was doing, didn't
he? No, he did, and you say he probably played there before, sort of growing up, but I was concerned when I was shouting on that nobody could hear me. At the start, I thought I seen Jimmy Callagher going into goals, and I was shouting to the bench at Jimmy's from the village, and they don't really play Gaelic in the village, you know. So Jimmy passed the gloves and passed the shirt to Mark Hockey. So I'm disappointed. You know, the lad took the second penalty well, but you know, I think overall, if you look back on it, I think it was very harsh.
Good crowd, a lot of good support.
Yeah, no, the crowd are, you know, right behind us. Fair play to them. Not just at Windsor, you know, the away games. But this is a place where I don't want to lose any more games here at Windsor Park, and that's something that we can build into, not only for the rest of this season but for next season, that we have a strong home pride record, and I want to keep that.
Big night for Jimmy McGrew tonight.
Yeah.
He's been a great servant to this club, hasn't he? He
has. He certainly has, and it's well deserved. And I hope there's going to be a good turnout there tonight. I hope he enjoys it, because he fully deserves it. 10 years at any club. Deserves a lot of recognition, a lot of praise, and I'm sure he'll get that out tonight, and it's fully deserved. So Jamie's performances over the coming weeks, with the games upcoming, and the performance that he's been putting in recently, have been Linfield class. So I hope he enjoys his night tonight.
And an almighty game next Saturday, Cliftonville Irish Cup.
Yeah.
And probably Gareth Dean in goals next week. So
yep.
Full faith there, yeah.
Massive game, and Gareth's been unlucky, to be honest. And I've spoken to Johnny Williamson, I've spoken to Gareth, that, you know, to be patient, that something like this could happen. So he needs to be ready when it does, when it comes. And I have full confidence in him when he does come. You know, he's a good goalkeeper. You know, he's probably disappointed that he's not played, but that was my prerogative at the start. You know, Ross was playing, to stick with him, and he's done pretty well, Ross. But there comes a time for, you know, other people's opportunities, and it's going to be Gareth next week in a massive game, and I hope he shows what he shows in training week in, week out, because he's been really good.
And we're due a win up there, aren't we?
We are due a win. I'm well aware of our record up there. It's not been up to scratch. It's not been what you'd expect from a club this size and a team this good. So I'll be going there. I know they lost today, but it's their cup final game next week. There'll be massive crowd. I'm sure it'll be hostile. It'll be fiery. I've ordered my tin armoured suit for next week on the touchline, so I can't wait to go down there. Be a proud day taking my team and my players and this club down to Solitude next week, and I can't wait.
Hard luck today, and the point was well earned in the circumstances, and enjoy tonight, and let's be around to go on a massive game next Saturday in the Irish Cup.
Yes, good man.